My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to our Maundy-Thursday evening service. And as we gather here, you know, we think about, you know, all the services that happened during Holy Week. You know, the Palm Sunday, and then now Maundy-Thursday, and then Good Friday, and then we celebrate for Easter Sunday. And you know, it's a lot of church in 1 week. You know, it's a lot of listening. But the thing is God's given us a lot of story too. And this is the best story, the greatest story, the story that changes everything for those who believe and for those who understand what Jesus did for us. And so we're here to celebrate this incredible story, our story of salvation. So let's stand up as we begin and sing the first song, Jesus, I Will Ponder Now. We begin our service in the name in which we were baptized, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today because you make it possible. Because of this great story that we are celebrating this week, Lord, the story of your passion, the story of your death, the story of your resurrection, Lord, we can be in your presence. We are declared righteous. We are your children. And you welcome us. Lord, we pray that as we are in your presence today, that we would hear your word and that you would send your Spirit to work in our hearts, to build up our faith and to grow us and to make us stronger. Bless us through the meal that we are about to eat. Lord, all these ways you serve us. In your name we pray. Amen. First reading for tonight is Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 29. While they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now until the day that when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Let us sing the next hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." Please be seated for this hymn. The sermon text for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 29. "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves." I always love it when our family has these get-togethers, when we all get together at my parents' house. Invariably, the subject comes up of, do you remember when? You know this game? Yeah, this game is the game that where we embarrass each other and bring up all of our weakest moments many of the times. Do you remember the time when, Jesse blew up the toilet? That's always a good one. He'll never live that one down. He was 17. He really should have known better. Anyway, but the thing, and there's so many of these great stories that come up. And, the thing is that as we tell the stories, As we tell the stories, it doesn't take long and somebody else is chiming in with something that they remembered that the teller of the story forgot, and then everybody's laughing. And, you know, this is precious time. It's time that where we are able to be a family and we are able to talk about the stuff that made us a family, made us close, made us who we are today, you know, because we have all of this shared history. And this Jesus and his disciples, you know, they were celebrating a similar time in the text for today. They were celebrating the Passover. And the Passover is a really formal meal that the children of Israel had. It's a meal that goes all the way back to the Exodus, when the actual Passover happened. You know, the children of Israel living in slavery, and then God sends Moses to go to Pharaoh and to tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go." And of course, Pharaoh said, "Have you heard this story?" All right, just checking. All right, so then, you know, God unleashes this chain of plagues upon Egypt that are just staggering and increasing in intensity and just unbelievable in their devastation on the nation of Egypt. But every time, somehow Pharaoh managed to forget, minimize, not fully understand exactly who he was up against. And every time the plague was taken away, Pharaoh would harden his heart until the last plague. And this was a plague that God prepared the children of Israel for. He actually gave them instructions before this plague, and he said this. He said, "I want you to all be packed. I want you to have your travel clothes on. I want you to gather in groups of people who can completely eat this lamb, but I want you, each family, to take a perfect male lamb and sacrifice it. And I want you to take some of the blood from the lamb and put it on the doorpost and the lintel of your house, marking your house as one covered by the blood of the lamb." And that blood of the lamb was kind of important, because that night the angel of death came. And he came to every house in Egypt, but the houses that were covered by the blood of the lamb, those houses were saved. But the house of every Egyptian, the firstborn was killed. And so God saved his people. And when the children of Israel were finally in the wilderness, God told them, he said this, he said, "I want you to remember this. I want you to remember." And God obviously knew his children very well, because did they remember? No, over and over they forgot. And he gave them this meal and he said, "Listen, once a year, I want you to sit down and I want you to remember. I want you to remember my covenant with you. I want you to remember that I am your God and you are my people." Understand this? This is the rearrangement. I am your God. You are my people. But over and over, the children of Israel, in spite of celebrating this meal once a year, they somehow managed to forget who their God was. And they would seek after other gods. And they would wander from the faith. And they would wander from the God who loved them. And the God who loved them enough to call them back. And he would send prophets. And he would send difficulties. He would send invading armies. He would send famine. He would send whatever it took to bring his people back to him. Children and the disciples and Jesus were celebrating this very meal when they met, this meal of remembrance, this meal where the children of Israel were called to remember who their God was and what their God had done for them, and how this made them a nation, how this made them the holy people of God, called to a purpose. And this isn't the first Passover that Jesus had with his disciples either. I mean, they must have celebrated two others, right? And the disciples did have some indication that things were changing. I mean, Jesus' sermons of late had become a little bit more dire. You know, he suddenly started this whole theme of I'm going to be killed and suffer and die and just all these things. And in fact, Peter actually pulled him aside at one point and said, Jesus, you got to stop this. You're really confusing the people. I mean, the people are there, they're behind you, man. But when you start talking about all this death stuff, it just isn't going over big. And so the disciples knew something was different, but I don't think they were prepared for everything that was about to happen. And Jesus gathers with his disciples in the upper room, and they begin to celebrate this meal of remembrance, remembering what God did for the children of Israel in Egypt and how God made them a nation. And then Jesus did some really crazy stuff. He turned this meal of remembrance into something completely new. You know, halfway through this meal, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to his disciples saying, take and eat, this is my body given for you for the forgiveness of sins. Okay, that's a little insane. Because this meal's not supposed to be about the people at the meal. This meal's supposed to be about telling the story of what God did in the past. But now all of a sudden, Jesus is talking about something else. And then Jesus says, he takes the cup. And what was in the cup? Wine. How do we know that? Because that's what's in the cup at the Passover meal, right? Yeah. And so he takes the cup, and after he gives thanks, he gives it to his disciples, and he says, take and drink. This cup is the new covenant. Wait a minute. What was that? The new covenant. Wait, this meal, this night, is all about celebrating the covenant that God made with Moses and the children of Israel in Egypt. Now Jesus is talking about a new covenant. Something's going on here. And Jesus then says, from now on, I want you to do this in remembrance of. Do you understand what he's saying here? What he's saying here is, I am a bigger deal than Moses. Now, that's a lot of words. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Moses was the guy, the bringer of the law, the one who brought us into being, you know, that God used mightily, that prophet, that leader, that. And Jesus is saying, from now on, the old meal is done. Here's the new meal. And it's all about me and what I'm about to do. And we celebrate that meal today. I mean, we come together, and when in our church we have communion every single week because Jesus said, do this often. Well, we'll take that literally. We also do it on Mondays, and we also do it on Wednesdays when we have services on Wednesdays. We do it as often as we can. Why? Because this is an incredible meal. I mean, in this meal, we receive the very body and blood of God, which is, I mean, put your mind around that for a little bit. You know, the God that created everything, the one that created the stars that we haven't discovered yet, and the stuff that's so small we can't see it and haven't figured out how to discover it with math. All of that stuff, God made all of that. The stuff we've discovered, the stuff we haven't discovered, all of it, he made it, holds it together, understands it completely. That God that is that big is in this meal. And in this meal, he has promises. He promises to build our faith, grow our faith, make us stronger, give us the forgiveness of sins that we so desperately need. It's the first, it's the perfect treatment for sinful human beings, right? I mean, we walk in here full of sin. God gives us forgiveness, strengthens our faith, and gives us strength to go out into the world and to live for him again. I mean, could you get a better meal than that? But that's not all this meal is. This meal is also a meal of remembrance. And I think that's a part of it that we kind of lose sometimes. You know, we're very big on the what is God, why did God give it to us, what this meal is, and what are the those incredible spiritual benefits. But there's another piece to this. The Passover meal was a meal of remembrance. It was a meal to help the children of Israel carry out their task as parents, as adults, to pass their faith from one generation to the next. The liturgy of the Passover meal is exactly like that. The children ask questions. The parents or the grandparents answer the questions. And in this liturgy, the faith is being passed on to the next generation. And the question I have for us is this, is do our kids know exactly what's going on when we come up for communion? Do they understand what this is about? I mean, they can start benefiting from communion before they can actually take communion if we pass on the message that we were given. If we remember the message of Christ to them, if we pass on, if we take seriously the responsibility that God has given us as parents to make sure that the next generation knows what this is all about. And so my thing is this, is, you know, do we have, I mean, what can we do differently? I mean, when we see the altar with the elements of communion on the altar, and we're sitting before church and we're all just kind of like waiting for church to start, that is called a golden opportunity. A golden opportunity to talk to your child and to tell them what is about to happen and to say, hey, at one point in the service, you know, we're all going to stand up and mom and dad, we're going to get the Lord's Supper and, you know, big sister maybe or whatever. And that this is what it means. And this is what we're doing. And this is what we remember. Guys, we have an incredible story. A story of the God of creation becoming a man and living on earth, a God who sacrificed himself so that we can live forever, a God that is now in heaven. He's not done. He's in heaven preparing a place for us, a God who is anticipating our return to him so that we can live in the relationship that he created us to live in, the one that he always wanted. A God who loves us that much and loves every single person that much, let us be eager in remembering this story. Every time we take communion and every time we possibly can to the next generation so that they also can believe. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are an amazing God. A God just beyond anything I can ask for or imagine. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with us. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to the promise, to the story that you have given us, Lord. Help us to be faithful to the task you have given us in raising up our next generation to love you. Lord, I pray that you would send your Spirit, because we are weak. But Lord, we know that you are strong and that you will give us the strength needed to do the work that you give us to do. Help us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Take
Let's pray. Please stand as we pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come into your presence today because you welcome us into your presence. Because of the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, and the forgiveness of sins that we have received because of all that he has done for us, Lord, we are adopted as your children. We are yours, and you welcome us. Lord, I pray that you would help us to tell this story. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, I thank you that you have given us this meal of remembrance, Lord, but also this meal that has such power, this meal that delivers to us the forgiveness of sins that you earned in our place. Lord, I pray that as we receive this gift, as we receive this blessing, Lord, that we would remember you to our children. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, I thank you for the families that you have given to us, Lord, the people that you have gathered around us so that we have the joy of living life together. Lord, I pray that you would continue to strengthen and bind us together, Lord, and not just in the love that we have for each other, but wound about all of that, the love that you hold for us. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be able to live out this joy as we share the story that you have given us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for our church and our school community and the ministry we're able to do, the work we're able to do among these people that we love so much, these wonderful people that you have given us. Lord, I pray that you would help us. Help us, Lord, to love them. Help us to care for them. Help us to encourage them. But Lord, most of all, help us to remind them of the story. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you've given us so many other communities, work and home and anywhere else that, Lord, that we are surrounded with people that we love. Lord, when we are in those situations, in those contexts, Lord, I pray that you would again help us to be your hands and feet. Help us to show mercy. Help us to show joy. Help us to show love. And most of all, help us to tell your story. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, there's so many people that are in need, the sick, the poor, the people without voices, those who are persecuted for their faith. Lord, as we work to alleviate the pain of the effects of sin in this world, I pray that you would give us guidance, that you would help us, that you would give us perseverance and strength, that you would give us resources, that you would give us the creativity, that you would give us the everything, Lord, that we are going to need to continue to be your people in this world as we serve those who are hurting. And Lord, most of all, we pray, Lord, that all of us, Lord, those who are suffering and those who are serving them, would all remember to share your story. Lord, in your mercy. And now let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter suffering and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Amen. I'm going to go off script here. Do you believe that the forgiveness that I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's forgiveness? Yes. Let it be done as for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I assure you that all your sins have been forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant of my blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And now as we go our ways this day, take our Lord's blessing with you. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace. Let's stand up as we sing the final song of praise to our God.
Keep me, oh keep me, King.
been a joy worshiping with you guys today, a joy being in the presence of our God and King. And I pray that you guys, that you would continue to be able to celebrate this Holy Week as we go ever closer to the resurrection. God's blessings on your evening.